Time for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and now Milbank, South Dakota, we can say.
That's right. But right now we're in Madison.
That's right.
Because it's physically impossible to be two places at once.
But we have our store officially open, and we are accepting computers for repair and calls for visits, to schedule visits at your home or business.
That's right. Just for you listeners that don't know, Rural Solutions is expanding, and they expanded over to Milbank, South Dakota.
That's right. Opened up
a store. Where's your store located there in Milbank?
We're right on Highway 12, Paul.
East side of town,
by the grocery store there.
Yep. Between the grocery store and Runnings, I guess you could say.
Okay.
By the end of this week, I think we'll have our signs up and you can't miss us.
Yep.
See the big old RSI logo.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's a big step. And
Thank you. We're very excited.
Yeah, very excited. So is it going to be the same kind of store over here with the workshop? And
even has the red wall.
No, really?
Yeah. It's going to be very similar.
Okay, good. And the hours over there? Oh, we can talk about that later maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we have the hours are 9 to 5 over there.
Okay. Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. That's all right.
So you Milbank, Ortonville, Big Stone City, Webster.
Absolutely.
Sisseton
listeners, store over there in Milbank.
So. Right.
Yep. Stop in and see us.
All right. Good. All right. What are we going to talk about today, guys?
Well, we have another new development, and Andre Smirnoff is with us now.
Oh. I have met Andre and his family, and they're pretty excited to be here in the United States, aren't they?
It really is.
They are nice from Ukraine.
The Ukraine, yep.
Yep, and we are excited to have them. Andre is brilliant. He really is. Hmm. And that's why we are excited to have him on our team. And we just wanted to share some of the things that we can offer now because Andre's with us.
Right, and some of the stuff we did before, but, I mean, he... Yeah, basically I tell people I've built my dream team now that we have of people to make us look good, right?
That's right.
And he's probably the best hardware person I've ever seen. I like a surgeon with the soldering iron. Oh. The things he can do is amazing. So
that's right. So he's already fixed a couple of circuit boards for people, and that's...
Even like automotive... I think we had a place that had a speedometer or something, circuit board that had a crack in it, and he was able to repair that. So, I mean, we're not, you know, technology's everywhere, and the same technology that's in a computer is also in your car now. So, you know, the new part costs $700 or you can fix it for $50, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. So, yeah, he does, well, here, Teresa, you got a list in front of you. I'll let you talk about
it. I do. He's worked on, he worked on drones a lot over in Ukraine. And he's fixed one here so far. And that's like, you know what his saying is?
What?
Not a problem. Andre, can you do this? Not a problem.
And it's been pretty fun to see that. So that's actually on our Facebook page, is the first flight of the drone.
That's right. So what else can he repair? He can repair phones and tablets. He can, you know, repair fixed screens or replace fixed screen or broken screens, but he can also do repairs to get a phone that's not working into working condition.
Yep, and battery replacement, component replacement in phones. And a new thing that he is quite good at is, you know, we've had shows before about talking about antivirus for phones and tablets, and that's become kind of a thing, and he's very good at understanding that and the needs of and upgrading operating systems on these small devices. He can do that too.
He has small devices are his cup of tea. He has these magnifying glasses that he wears and these tiny little soldering tools and tools that he can work on tiny little things with. He's really great about that. So
good.
He can also fix monitors. He can refurbish printers. So like if you have an expensive laser jet printer, he can repair it for a lot cheaper than replacing it. So he also is an expert in security cameras.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Everything from installation to how to make them run efficiently to fixing a camera that doesn't work. And he can fix that actual camera instead of getting a new one.
Usually security cameras, you know, you see that on the news or other, they're grainy pictures.
Right.
And, it helps to always... buy the better ones, right?
Right, right. And he's, even some of the Primo systems that we've had in places, he's sharpened the images and the image quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought we were doing pretty good. You know, the cameras really did show a pretty clear picture, and he has made them even better.
Yeah. Yeah, that I understand security cameras are a really big thing with you guys now. You put in quite a few of them.
Yeah, and I think particularly, you know, think about the farms now. Back in when we were kids, you know, you had a farm every half mile and people were there working on it day and night and everything. But nowadays, most of the farm places, people are working in town during the day, mm-hmm. and they just want to have a way to monitor what's going on back home. Or for calving, you know, let's say you got some cows at home and you want to keep an eye on when you're in an office and, you know, you got a calf coming or something, you can watch that right from your device or your computer, so you know you can be there.
Yep.
Right, yeah, it's the integration with the technology that's really neat with the cameras. Yep. You can be across the country in your summer or your winter home and keeping an eye on things, just pick it up on your phone and
yep. go with it.
Get mm-hmm. get an announcement or alert if the camera's picking something up.
Yep.
Good. If your front door moves, yep. you get a text.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, welcome to Madison Andre and his family.
Absolutely.
And boy, you guys put out a help wanted sign or whatever, and you get one from Ukraine. That's pretty good.
The world's getting smaller.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, I met his family and stuff. Very nice people. And we got to get Andre on the radio show someday.
Yeah, I think he wants another month or so of, you know, just
English.
A little clearer on the English, yeah, but yeah, he's getting there.
He can understand, he can communicate what he wants, but he's been away from the United States for
yep.
a while, so.
Yeah, all right, we'll wait then.
He'll get there before we know it, yeah.
All right, yeah, I have to get him and Mike in here. That'd be a good show, wouldn't it?
There you go. They would talk so far over our heads, I tell you.
All right, good. Anything else going on at Rural Solutions in Madison here?
Well, we've been selling more and more of our custom-built RSI computers, and we're excited about those.
We've got three main models, the RS-250, the RS-500, and then the RS-1000.
Wow, the RS. I like that.
That's right.
Yeah, and these are machines that are just,
rebuilt.
No, these are brand new. These are
brand new.
These are computers
custom built.
Yeah,
custom built. Okay.
So the performance, the quality, the components in them is phenomenal, and we can, I feel good about every one of those that goes out the door because I know we've a few offices now that have one in, and now people are saying, can we get those for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, so
yeah.
that's the way it is. So I encourage people to just check them out and see, because these are the machines that I feel good
so,
about.
So yeah, so you're building a new computer from scratch.
Absolutely.
With the boards and everything, huh?
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But Teresa, how does the price compare to, let's say, a new computer from a big company?
We're right in line with those, John. I can get you a standard computer for the same price as I can get you a standard Dell computer.
Okay, nice. So, yep. Right in the ballpark, then.
I tell you, better parts.
All right. Well, congratulations on opening a new store there in Milbank and with your new employee there, Andre. I hope to get him in the studio someday. And
I think 2017.
Boy, things are moving forward here for Rural
Lots
Solutions, isn't
happening.
It?
Yeah. Yep. Okay,
the
prognostications.
I love it every time you say that word, Paul.
Okay, your predictions.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. We'll have to revamp them or look at them once in a while.
Yeah, we'll see. You guys got a few months to grade me yet, so
okay. We're good. All right, why don't you tell us where you're located and when you're open?
Well, in Madison, we're right on Main Street, Paul, across from United Prairie State Bank. You can get a hold of us by calling 320-698-4747, or in Milbank, call 605-438-4747.
Wow, that was good. And y'all, you can email us at support@ruralsolutions.com. And also remember, February is Facebook month for Rural Solutions, and we're trying to get everybody to like us and follow us, and we'll keep you updated with
just look up Rural Solutions Inc. on
yep.
Facebook.
Search
and you'll find our page.
Yep.
And like it.
And like it.
Absolutely.
We would like
and
that.
Share it and like it.
Right? Exactly.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.